This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Good morning and good day. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, brought to you by the folks and invite you to visit their home, parachutehome.com. Use the code DJV. It's parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping on parachute bedding that you would like to have. They'll have you at Get in Bed with the Best. Parachute home. Now, is that an evil? I don't think I have an evil laugh. Jennifer has an evil
laugh. I do.
Yeah, she has evil.
Can't help it.
Victoria, you can have an evil laugh, too.
I don't think
Kara's laughing.
A little sinister?
I don't know. Mine can be sinister sometimes.
No,
depends what I'm laughing at.
Okay, so let's see if we laugh at this. What do you think of the fact that the Chinese government has granted approval for 38 new trademarks to be used by the Trump corporations? I'm wondering, this is a developmental deal. It was in the works before he became president. But they are using, they've for the first time, given the Trump brand to businesses in China, whether they be hotels or insurance companies, bodyguards, that kind of stuff. Public documents released today show that the lawyers for the Trump Corporation in China applied for these trademarks last April, and it was at the same time, that's what I find, I'm sort of going back in my head here for a second, thinking, wait a minute, last April, Trump was on the campaign trail talking about what bums the Chinese were, and how terrible it was, their business with them, and my God, we're going to get them. And so at the same time, his lawyers are applying for all of these trademarks, and apparently there are a number of other portfolios that have Chinese, that have Trump trademarks in China. So the approvals were given, provisionally given last week, and Monday it was released over there. It wasn't released here. Nobody here. Isn't it? And sort of a fascinating sidebar to this is how much information we get from other sources. Like, our people are not going over there to glean, and the investigative reporters are not going into China to see what's going on. This sort of stuff is being published there, and the people who read the Chinese newspapers say, well, look at this. Trump's got 38 different trademarks now. Is he getting special treatment because he's the president? He's diversed himself from his businesses, so we think. I find that to be a chuckle. I really do find it to be a chuckle, because I don't think he's capable of it. I don't think it's in his DNA.
But I don't think he's operating on
No, he's not
work
doing
on
it purposely.
Right
no, I agree
I mean,
with you there.
And I don't think that it bothers people, because his name, Trump, was synonymous with his brand. I mean,
how
do you separate yourself? Right. I mean, how do you separate yourself?
Well, I don't think it's... I mean, Bloomberg kept Bloomberg, I mean, when he wasn't actually working there, too, when he was mayor. But that doesn't bother people. What bothers people, though, I think, when you hear people complaining about this type of thing and him not divesting his interests in things, it's the Trump Hotel, I think, in D.C. That's the one that seems to be the hot-button issue for
a lot of people. But if anybody stays there, because that was already well underway before he threw his name into the ring for president, but I think what was really great that he did is that if any foreign dignitaries or whomever from that work with other governments come in to stay at that property, he donates all the money to the government.
Well, he says that, but there's no transparency, though. How do you honestly,
why
though, how do you keep
so
track
cynical
of that?
As to not, no, but come on. Why come on.
But how do you keep track of that? I mean, I'm asking a genuine question.
Why do you
he hasn't released
to?
Tax returns, so we don't know what
do
he's doing with anything.
So why do we have to? Why is it
well,
our business?
Because he's not supposed
even?
To, as president. He's not supposed to be profiting off of that.
He's not
that's
profiting
he,
off of it. How
well,
is
he
it?
Is, but he's claiming that he's going to give
I
that money
I think that's too
away.
Cynical.
But how... I don't think it's cynical, Doug. This is how what a lot of people feel. It's a genuine question.
That
how
doesn't
you,
mean
how
because
you
they feel
really...
that way that they're right or that
but
they're
how
wrong.
How is it wrong? How is it
know.
Wrong?
I'm just saying that we've dug ourselves into a hole here. This is a general statement. We in this country are so self-destructive. We are so self-destructive. Everything that we don't agree with is bad, and the people are bad. It's demoralizing, and so good things that could be done, whether it was Trump who was the president or whether it was Hillary who was the president, I mean, think about it for a little bit. If Hillary was
the president and she had a business that she also said, well, I'll give all the money that comes from foreign dignitaries, I'll donate it to the government, I would also want to know how are we keeping track
well,
of that? Where's the transparency?
Look at the people tried to get into the Clinton Foundation to figure out what was going on there. And there were all kinds of rumors, and maybe that's what it takes to be president. The kinds of things that make it, these people are so visible, they're so much a part of the public discourse, they're right, their names and faces are right in front of you. I mean, Phil Spaghetti doesn't have a chance to be
stuff.
President.
Right, but it's very easy to just say stuff and make promises. Oh, and that sounds great. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. If you're going to say that you're going to do something, then there should be a system in place for transparency.
Well, we have. Okay. So let's carry it through a little bit further to the people.
I don't think I'm saying anything crazy here at all.
But
I'm not saying
I'm
anything radical or too far on the left or anything like that. That's just
transparency. Focus on if it's good for him, good for the goose, good for the gander. It ought to be the same stipulation for everybody in Congress, everybody in the Senate,
I totally
anybody who's
agree.
Got a public
100%
who's publicly out there. I remember when Frank Lautenberg was a senator from New Jersey, how much he started ADP, which is the data processing company that
that's a payroll company, isn't it?
Yeah, he started it. And it happened just by coincidence that all the government payrolls when he was senator were done by ADP. Oh, gee, how'd that happen? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right. That's the kind of stuff I don't like. That's...
So it goes on everywhere. I think
but
that's the...
I feel like in this day and age, I'm not making excuses for it, but I think that we accept behavior from people based on if we like them or not, or if we politically...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree, Hillary Clinton, when she was running, there was a lot called into question. She sold uranium to the Russians for her own personal gain. She took a lot of donation money by trying to create a Silicon Valley in Moscow by selling military secrets, even against military orders to the Russians, but yet there was still half the country that still voted for her. And so if we're really worried about where all this money is going, I don't know who the candidate is that doesn't have these stories to tell
right now,
sadly. I don't
think you can
find
the final thought that I have here, and then we're going to move on because I want to focus on investing with somebody who's an expert in that coming up in a moment. But if you think that people who go into government do it because they're interested in public service, that may be the case in 1 out of 10, but pretty much everybody in government profits from being there in one way or another. It's just the way it is. Look at the people going back and forth in these agencies that come from companies like Monsanto. It is what it is. That's how the government runs and functions. 15 past the hour. We talk about investing in a moment here with DJV.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Quarter past the hour here. Hardeep Walia is joining us, founder and CEO of Motif, which is a digital wealth platform that simplifies complex investment products and makes them universally accessible. This sounds like a cool idea, something that I would look into on my own. Mr. Walia, welcome. The average investor portfolio funding. What's going on in that area. Apparently, you want to discuss transparency in investing. So what's going on that makes you think that that's a problem?
I think we're in a post-2016 election where people are talking about values. People on your show are listening because they want to understand where our country is going. And one of the things that we learned talking to our customers, and then we surveyed a lot of American investors, is people want to know where their money's going. And I think most people will be surprised to find out that they actually don't know where their money is going. 83% of Americans will tell you personal values are not just something they think about when they decide whether to buy a Canada Goose jacket. They really focus on them in every part of their life. And one of the things that's been missing is, even though 83% think that personal values are important when it comes to making investing decisions, 42% are actually doing it. And even the 42%, when you drill into them in focus groups, they really don't have a sense of where their money goes. And when they find out that their money is going against their values, 57% of them are angry.
So here's a great example. This survey that you've done at your company asked a question. One of the specifics was, do you know if any in your investment in your portfolio funds cluster bombs, companies that make cluster bombs? And most people didn't know the answer to that, did they?
No, they didn't. And they didn't know that 50% of the companies that fund cluster bombs, right, banned in most developed countries, are here in the United States. There's a outfit in Europe that tracks cluster bombs. They have a hall of fame and a hall of shame. And not a single American company made the hall of fame. But we don't even know that there's money in our portfolios being used to hurt children around the world. People don't know that. 1 out of 5 cell phones, for example, are tainted with the blood and sweat of Congolese children, because that's where most of the cobalt that we need for phones comes from. So when you start to make it apparent, make transparent, Americans always do the right thing, but it's not knowing. I can go to a restaurant and know where the fish, what type of fishing net it was caught. So in our consumption world, people are voting every day with their consumption dollars, voting more so post-election than any time. But now we're trying to say, no, your investing dollars, you actually have more of them than your consumption dollars, so let's help you make informed decisions on the investing
side. This is fascinating, by the way. So if you're an investor, how can we use Motif to find out what the core values are of the company? Because that's really what you're advising people on, is it not?
That's correct. So what we do is, we're a digital wealth platform. So what that means is, you come to our site in a few minutes, you tell us what your investing goals are. We build a portfolio, but we don't use funds. One of the reasons we don't use funds is because there are lots of these hidden fees in them. So you actually get a transparent basket of securities. So you'll own up to 210 securities. It'll cost you $10 a month for all your accounts, but you're not paying these hidden fees in BIPs. And then what we've done is, we partnered with a research firm called MSCI, and their job is to go out and screen companies based on how sensitive they are to a sustainable planet. Do they promote fair labor? Do they make sure that child labor is not in the companies themselves? Or do they even have good governance, right? A lot of people saw Volkswagen happening because they looked at their governance standards and said, look, something bad's going to happen. And a lot of investors sold out a year ago. So what we do is, we filter out stocks. You tell us what your values are, and we basically take stocks out of your portfolio that misalign with those values. We replace them with other securities.
Consciousness investing. So go to Motif. I'm going to do this myself. Motif.com, M-O-T-I-F, Motif.com. So you know, if you care, and most people do, what it is you're investing in. What a great idea, Mr. Walia. Thank you for being here. It's 21 past the hour with DJV.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Just what you expect to hear when you're listening to this program, good old rap music. There's Jay-Z. And the reason he's in our ear at the moment is because it's sort of a follow-up to the conversation we were just having about investing. He has invested or decided to invest his Roc Nation empire with startups, helping people who are starting different kinds of companies. He's created something called Arrive, A-R-R-I-V-E, which is a platform that focuses on new startup companies that look like they have some promise. He said, quote, Arrive was created to leverage our experience and resources in building brands. And certainly, if you don't like his music, you got to give the guy credit for building a brand.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, he really done
multiple
a great
brands,
job.
Multiple brands, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got this diversified global range of expertise in businesses. He's going to use that to help new ventures. This is a story that's in Business Insider this week. His own portfolio includes a luggage company, a nail parlor company, and a private jet startup. He's invested in those things on his own. Oh, good. Here goes. American business. Can't beat it. All right, next up on the musical focus here, 25 after the hour, the men. We went through the women who are some of the performers for the ACM, the American Academy of Country Music Awards. It'll air next month on CBS. But we have also here Luke Bryan. Welcome to the farm. That's what we use for the farm show. Very cool. I like that. Jason Aldean, Jennifer. What do we know about him? I know the name, but I don't know why I... Is he
huge.
His claim to fame is...
Is he your favorite? I mean, I know you love Luke Bryan, too.
No, I like Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Toby Keith, and Trace Adkins. But I love Jason Aldean.
I thought you liked Dierks Bentley, too. We've talked about him a lot recently.
I do. I would say Dierks and Jason are on the same plane. Yeah, for sure.
He is cute.
Great way of singing.
He's cute. I have eyes. He's
cute. She's not dead, ladies and gentlemen. See, also, we have Florida Georgia Line. They're going to be performers at the ACM.
Like them, too.
Yeah,
amazing. I'm so diverse. I can like all these people at the same time.
Little Big Town.
Yeah? Little Big Ten, but Florida and Georgia Line, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All these people are going to be performing April 2nd.
Who's who of country music, for sure.
It'll be a good show.
Who's who? All right, let's... here's a story that is maybe just for people who are on the inside. Blink 182's guitar player has been honored for work with UFOs. Tom DeLonge. So let's hear about him. What do we know about Tom DeLonge?
Well, he's the, like you said, he's the guitar player from Blink-182, and while they've been on hiatus for a while, they have a new album out now, but while they were on hiatus, he became very vocal about his distrust of the government, and
really?
When the Hillary Clinton emails or the DNC emails were hacked, there were emails that came up that were between John Podesta and Tom DeLonge talking about UFOs, and Podesta also agreed with Tom that he wanted more transparency in the government.
Yeah, that was the headline, wasn't it? That really was the headline.
I mean, that's essentially what he's been working on, and he has some new mysterious project he's been teasing online, so
Secret
I don't know.
Secret Machines, it's called.
Something to do with UFOs.
S-E-K-R-E-T, yeah.
I don't know, maybe he has like a little alien E.T. friend that lives with him now. I don't know.
Well, they released, he's releasing this week a book and a series of three detailing his research on UFOs, and it's called Secret Machines, Gods Volume 1 and Gods, Man, and War. He says, I'll leave you with one thing. My job has only just begun on this subject matter. So that's the story with Tom DeLonge and Blink-182. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fighting like cats and dogs, you know, some diehard pet guardians want the best of all possible worlds. They want a cat in life, but they also want a dog in their home, maybe even a bird or some fish for good measure. Combining these little critters under one roof conjures up thoughts of dogs making hors d'oeuvres out of fuzzy little kitties and cute kitties scratching out Fido's eyes. Killer kitties shaking out the bird kitty, or even fishing kitty, complete with fishing rod and reel vacationing in front of your tank. It doesn't have to be that way. When properly introduced, cats living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can cats and dogs, cats and birds, cats and fish, and even cats and mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to its new housemate. Let's be realistic. If someone were to move into your house, you would not be thrilled about it at the beginning. But if that person really brought good things and there were positive associations, you'd start to like them a little bit more. Just make sure when you bring a new pet in, the pet that's already there thinks it's the greatest thing that ever happened. I'll more next time.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flow.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour. Yes, this is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen presents Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and thankfully we have Kara Schilling watching our P's and Q's at the studio in Washington, helping us all set ourselves up and you, hopefully, for success today. I try to design every day on the radio with most of you in mind, and think that what Victoria has going on in her life, Jennifer has going on in her life, Kara has going on in her life. There's a lot of high-value activities that make our days better, and it's just refreshing to listening to what they actually all get done. A lot of you are not necessarily realistic, I don't think, or disciplined particularly well when it comes to how you design your day. I think if you give it a little bit of thought, oftentimes in the morning you wake up and you just, oh, everything's a cloud, let's just get going. And so if we give you the ideas or the opportunity to think through things through our own mind and our own experiences, hopefully that's helpful. That's what the idea is. This program is aimed at being helpful. Helpful sorts are we on the day without women. So this is a strike. The more I look at this thing, I'm wondering, okay, what really happens here? There are some of you who are planning to skip work today. There are many of you who want to show solidarity with the growing feminist movement. So they want to, there are even women who are saying as wives they're going to strike the unpaid work that they do, cooking, cleaning, and some said they will not smile today.
What?
Some of the people involved in this say
no
they will not
No one said that. No one said that. I drop a white flag on this play.
Really? Okay. There's something called, you want to Google this?
Okay.
Resting bitch face.
Yeah. No, I don't need to Google it. I know what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
I've been accused
of having it.
By whom, I might ask? Anybody I know?
Not Lewis, but it's weird. In New York City, there's this thing that guys tend to like to do, and they're always like gross older guys who do it. They'll just walk by a girl and go smile, and just like tell a random woman to smile.
Why?
Like exactly? So that happens a lot.
This is started, by the way, Kara. This is a lady from Anne Arundel, Maryland, named Ariana Ashuro, who basically has come up with this idea. She's organizing the rally, which is in front of the Supreme Court today. And the name of the group that has been, this is going to make, I can hear the groans already before I even tell you who it is. The Democratic Socialists United of America behind this.
A group that I know that I'm not in.
That's right. It brought a smile to my face just looking at who it is that's putting this together. But that's probably unfair, because I'm betting there are a lot of well-intentioned women who want to do some social conditioning. But what does this teach young women? And am I, as a man, looking at this in a way that isn't fair, right, or just? Or am I asking the right questions here? Why would you want to have a day without women? We all get that there are a lot of women who don't like Trump. Okay, so then what comes from this? What is there? Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it neutral? Is it nothingness? I mean, there's certainly going to be a lot of conversation about it.
Yeah.
Today, we've already talked about it a couple of times. So what comes from this? How does this set
a woman up for success? A lot of women fought for women's right to vote and for to be able to compete in every industry and to participate in every workplace. And I think it's just so insulting when
we don't go vote
and when we don't go to work for whatever it is. I mean, it seems ridiculous. We need to be fighting for women who don't have what we have here.
I'm just looking at a sidebar on the New York Times website, and the question comes out, and this is an interesting question to come from the Times: is the day without women an elitist protest? The answer to that for me after
has to be yes.
Three or four conversations is yes. All right, so go ahead, Kara.
What I was going to say, we said earlier that we should be fighting for women's rights in, say, other countries, people who don't have the exact same things, which I agree with, but I don't think that it's mutually exclusive. I don't think that we can't also fight for women to have the same rights or the exact same things as men in this country. But I do think when we're talking about is this an elitist protest, I agree. And that was my issue that I was talking about with my roommate yesterday, is that, you know, most women who can opt out of going to work today and who won't get fired for it are not they're not the people who need to benefit from this. They already have rights in their workplace, and they, you know, their employers obviously appreciate them enough if they're letting them take the day off. But the women who need to benefit are the ones who can't afford to take the day off, because they're probably either getting less than minimum wage, or they're working at, you know, someplace like McDonald's or something like that where they can easily be fired. There's not a specific thing that they're trying to get out of this protest either. Like, as far as I know, there's not a specific goal that we're trying to achieve.
I'm asking this question of probably Victoria and Kara Dougie, so hold tight.
Yep, I'll be quiet.
And I'm asking this, truly, this is not asked in a gotcha fashion or with any vitriol or anything. But as you ladies understand it, what is not being afforded to women right now? Kara, you just mentioned that the women that can't, they need to participate in this can't. What are those women that need to participate in it not getting from this country? And I ask that with all seriousness. I mean, what is this all about? Because I feel like we have a lot of opportunity, and I guess it's just being lost on me. And I'm really curious as to see what rights women aren't getting that they should be getting.
For me, it comes down to more cultural things than necessarily what we're missing at work. So that's why I think this is not necessarily the right protest to achieve what I think the issues are. I think that women are much more inclined to be sexually assaulted or raped and not have anything done about it in this mm-hmm. country. And I think that's a huge issue. I mean, yep. we're going to do sports news, and there's a Baylor story in there that is a huge issue. I think that women, I don't know, I just think that when it still comes to housework, and that's a thing that you need to figure out in your own relationship, but I just, I think that, I don't know. I think, rape and sexual assault are my biggest issues that I think are still huge problems for women in this country.
Let's get to that in a second, but Victoria, would you mind answering Jennifer's question as well?
Your question is, what are we getting
what are you
from
missing?
This?
Well, no, what are you missing? What are you missing in your life that this will fix?
Well, I don't think this is going to fix anything. And what I do think, though, is in the workplace, there is obviously a gender pay gap. And that's a big problem for women. So to me, if I was going to participate, and we said this off the air, but I'll share it with everybody. If I was going to participate in this day of protest, my protest would be I would wear red because everyone's wearing red. I would wear red and I would go to the office and encourage other women who work there to also wear red. So visually, the men around us can see how many we are in numbers and how important we are in meetings and how important we are to the economy. I don't think sitting at home is really making a point.
It's ridiculous.
To me, I'm a visual person. Yeah. So if mm-hmm. I see women in the office wearing red, that to me, it's like if people wear a little pin for, you know, autism, or they wear a pin for whatever, it raises awareness. I think awareness is what should be the focus today, and it's not. And I think this whole thing is totally misguided.
I think that's a brilliant way of looking at it. But Jennifer asked the right question. There's a book out which you might want to check called Pursuing the Good Life, which talks about the net worth of men and women to the world, not only in the workplace, but kind of as a backdrop to what we're talking about here. That which you determine is your value is what should remain after all of these sorts of things go on. This is superficial stuff. This is artificial stuff. But what you carry around with you as your, if you will, net worth, what are you worth to yourself? Never mind everybody else. What do you think of yourself? And in general, if you are expected to be more agreeable or you think that you'll get ahead by smiling at the boss at work, there's something... Yes, I'm missing there. That's not your worth. That's not your value. That's not what you're all about. That isn't it. It's not even close. Okay. So that was good. Can I thank all of you for that? That was very good.
We should all thank you for being, as our employer, someone who loves the fact that you are surrounded by so much female energy, and you may not always love it, but most of the time you love it.
Are you paying yourself more than you're paying us, Doug Steffen?
Yeah, no, you know what? You guys are taking a lot more away from this than I am. Thank you very much. I am wearing my red underpants today, though. Okay.
Jennifer made this point a couple days ago, and I think you're 100% right, Jen. We need to also celebrate the men who are helping women advance in the workplace, and employers who are not discriminating against gender and want women to flourish.
Let me just see. Let me do the math here.
That's important to recognize those men.
And just ask Jennifer, for what you're worth. I mean, so many times that pay gap exists because women don't ask for what they're worth.
That is very true.
I mean, I think it was great that we can go back to that. Who was it? Jennifer Lawrence, who was complaining about not making as much money as her male counterparts. And someone at Sony said, well, she didn't ask for it.
Well, that was the same with Robin Wright at House of Cards.
She asked for
it. She said, I'm not going to do this unless I get paid the same $15 million for doing this
Kevin Spacey,
Spacey's getting 15, so she's now getting 15. Good for her.
So we have to learn to ask for it. Instead of marching, let's just practice asking for things we need. I think that's great.
Today would be much better, a better waste or a better use of our time than just sitting at home and whatever else people are doing today. So I agree.
All right, let's do a seminar on sports and get Biff and Biff in here. Starting, we'll do Biff Keelan first. I don't know. Now, let's do Jennifer. Would you like to help us explain how to eat like Tom or Brady? There seems to be...
It's not very fun, I'll tell you that
it's
much.
Not.
He's like putting
Tom
his
Brady.
Name on all kinds of things. Imagine this guy taken away in terms
his
of...
His friend Donald Trump taught him how to do that.
Yeah, you got to have a business. I mean, look, I can't blame him. The guy's 40 years old.
No, it's great.
Good for him for diversifying. And by the way, he got a lot of attention. I think it was about a year ago when people actually discovered how crazy he and Giselle are with their diet. I mean, they never her cheat. Gosh.
Do you think that started with Giselle? I'm kind of inclined to blame her on that one.
I think so. And by the way, look, girlfriend is smoking hot, so good for her. I should judge. But, man, life's about having some fun.
I don't think she's smoking hot. She doesn't do anything for me.
Well, Tom Brady has put his name on workout equipment, a cookbook, and a bag of nuts. He's also entering now the prepared meal subscription business. I have to tell you, these prepared meal subscription things are really a lifesaver if you're busy and you're trying to eat well.
Great
the plant-based meal company Purple Carrot of Massachusetts announced Tuesday a partnership with Tom Brady, unveiling a line of TB12 meals that follow Brady's very, very rigid diet. The company began selling the meals yesterday morning at $78 per week. That's not bad. You get six meals, which is a $10 premium over the company's regular meal plan. His meals are a little different from what Purple Carrot normally sells in that they will, per his stipulations and regulations, be higher protein, gluten-free, limited in soy, and refined sugar. None of the meals will contain dairy, eggs, seafood, meat, or processed food. This is
it's cardboard left. That's it.
It's cardboard. I know, right?
Tom Brady
said in a statement, eating meals just like the ones we'll send out to our customers has really helped me stay at the top of my game. Right. And Purple Carrot has adopted the phrase, eat like a goat, which is double meaning that references the goat plant-based diet. Look, I think it's not a bad deal. If you want to really eat healthy and cut out all that other stuff, I mean, why not give it a try? Dougie, it's in your area. You should try it when you go back to the farm.
Oh, I do that. Might try a little bit, yeah.
We should get them to come on the air with us.
Yes, that's a great idea as well.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria and Kara, do you want to bring us up to date? The federal judge that ruled yesterday against Baylor University, thank heavens. And the suit has been brought by, 10 or a dozen women who've been raped by these football players that get preference in the court. So what's the latest on that?
Well, the judge actually gave the green light. So now the attorneys can actually request records from Baylor and conduct interviews, which is an important first step. The judge said that each woman has plausibly alleged that Baylor was deliberately indifferent to her reports of sexual assault, depriving her of educational opportunities to which she was entitled. They're also saying now, if the women's claims are true, that they were misinformed of their rights under Title IX and were discouraged from naming alleged assailants or pursuing a case against them, all while the university was reporting no sexual assaults were happening to the U.S. Department of Education, then the judge said this could lead to a jury to infer that the actions that Baylor put these women at a higher risk for assault, and they're going to be
Title IX is about equality and opportunity in athletics for women, amongst other things.
But there are other things under Title IX, and that also gets into the transgender protections as well. There are other things that Title IX is now going to be interpreted that never in the past really it needed to be. So there's more stuff happening. I think we're going to find maybe a repeal of Title IX or some changes to it.
Yeah. All right, good explanation. Thank you. It's 49 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour now, time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show. He's the most famous pet psychologist, pet trainer in the world, and he's here to help us understand some of the things going on with your dog. I was on a plane coming back from Salt Lake City last night, Warren, and there was a little dachshund that came on the plane with a lady who had a baby, and she sat behind me, and I was paying attention to the dog. She was busy paying attention to her baby, so I decided I'd take care of the dog a little bit. Cutest little dachshund. And she said she got him from a center here in Los Angeles. It may have been Salt Lake, but one of the two places that provide. I've never seen a dachshund in a dog shelter. That's why I bring it up, because it seemed very unusual to me. I've seen bigger dogs in these centers where you go adopt, but I've never seen a little dog like a dachshund. Is that unusual, or am I just looking in the wrong place?
No, very common. Dachshunds, schnoodles, Pomeranians, Pekingese, Chihuahua is probably the number two dogs at shelters in the country. So it's very common.
Didn't you adopt a Chihuahua from my
I did. He's kind of a Texas Chihuahua. He's a Chihuahua terrorist mix. there were 200. There's the case. There were 200 of them in the shelter that were brought to the shelter that were going to be killed. Had I not adopted Cisco at that point, they'd all be dead. But thank goodness I got rescues together, and we saved all 200.
Wow, that's amazing.
And Cisco is sleeping on my lap right now as
well. Hi, Cisco.
Good job, Cisco. All right, in a moment, is it appropriate to give your dog marijuana? Cannabis for canines in our focus up next here with Warren Eckstein.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, non 39 to 315. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store at JCP.com for couponing details.
All right, the focus here, Warren Eckstein, on cannabis for dogs, because medical marijuana apparently isn't just for humans. There's a company here in California that sells therapeutic pet treats. Have you heard of these? They're called treatables. I can't imagine you haven't talked to this woman, Juliana Carella, who set this all up. The treatables make gluten-free vegan dog biscuits that have cannabinoids in them, not THC though. So this would calm a dog down, I would guess, right?
Well, there's a lot of companies out there that now make cannabis for dogs and cannabis for cats, and the results have been absolutely amazing. A lot of people don't realize, though, what they do for animals. They take the THC out, so your dog or cat's not going to be sitting around looking at psychedelic pictures on the wall. But the results I've heard, I actually had an interview with Tommy Chung. Whatever you think about Tommy Chung and his drug use is one thing. Yeah. Of Cheech and Chung, absolutely. And he was part of a company called Canapet, and I spoke with the head veterinarian there that's been researching the effects of cannabis on dogs and cats for well over 20 years, and it's amazing to see the results.
All right, so here's a cat that's on catnip. One minute, you're talking about a psychedelic problem here. Put the cat on catnip and then give it cannabis and see what happens to it. Schizoid.
That would be a little abusive, you know. One at a time. One at a time, that's all the cat or dog. But, you know, it's interesting because when I first heard about it also, I was kind of a little skeptical, but I've done a lot of research on it. I've interviewed a lot of people who have their dogs and cats on cannabis specifically for pets, not the stuff you buy for yourself. And it's absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, in California now, you can go into any of the cannabis dispensaries where people go, and they'll have a little section for pets.
Of course they do. Yeah, welcome to California. Anga, bunga. All right, so there's also, I was going to talk a little about foster homes for dogs. The bottom line is, Warren and I, all of us recommend, if you're looking for a dog, go find them at a shelter or a rescue. Don't be going to the pet stores and buy. There's so much need, and they're so wonderful, these dogs. My God. All right, Warren, you're a good man. WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.